I need a purpose.
Yep.
And God's given me one. And until these legs don't move and this mouth doesn't work, I'll be doing something for Him.
Hey, City Point, thanks for tuning in to this special Faith, Love, Hope podcast. This is kind of like a movie trailer where you see all the best parts about the year that is to come and what can be made possible through Faith, Love, Hope. We get to chat with our senior pastor, Pastor Mark Ramsey, today around all the things we probably don't get to chat out on a Sunday, around our vision statement, around the heart of our church and what's to come. Some exciting things to come are here.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, look, New Horizons gives it away, doesn't it, really?
It does.
The theme.
Yep.
COVID put a little bit of a dent in our momentum, but not a dent in our vision. And so that vision's still going to be at work. So we got lots of great things coming up.
And in that vision of our church to unmistakably influence our world for good and for God, even in the DNA of that, there's this sense of progress, this sense of advancement that's always been in who we are as a church in our DNA. And so obviously that is got to have come from your heart. Many different churches have different flavors, different themes, but it seems like ours is to continually move forward and take ground for the kingdom of God. And we are a soul-winning church at the very heart of who we are. And so that's got to have come from yours and Pastor Lee's heart. Can you tell us about how you keep that fire alive or why that's always been such a big part of you?
Yeah, sure. Look, you know, our vision statement or mission statement, unmistakably, we didn't have to put that word in there, unmistakably.
Sure.
But I wanted to make sure that we saw a bigger picture than just influence. In other words, when you unmistakably influence, it can't be denied.
Sure.
You know, so it's bigger than just making a difference. So that's our statement. We want to continue to make the world a better place the best we can. And we know that is with God coming to our generation in a greater measure. Now, there's no other answer. You look at the world today and it's just confusion, there's fear, there's doubt. No one knows what the future is going to bring. And so we know that Jesus is everybody's answer for the future.
Yeah.
And so I've always been a believer that we need to make sure as many people get to heaven as we can. You know, there's a lot of theological differences in the church and, you know, I'm not sure who's correct on some of those things. And I think we should all just get to heaven and work it out. So I think that's got to be our bottom line. And I'm a great proponent of seeing people healed and set free. And we go there all the time, miracles, believing for healings. But at the end of the day, we all die. And so I know the bottom line is that I want people to know Jesus before they die.
Yep.
And then we can see them again in eternity. So it is the big underlying foundation for all we do.
When would you be satisfied? Is there a number or is it never with how many people you have reached? We are a fishing boat. You've preached that many times, us as a church. Is there any limit to when you're like, this is enough for us as a church? Or is your heart, we're going to keep moving this thing forward for the rest of our days?
Yeah, look, I'll be happy when everybody is saved.
Right.
All right. When we can all retire then. But until that day comes, we'll keep moving forward, bringing the gospel of hope and peace and freedom to generation after generation after generation. Yeah, it's not a one-time, get to a certain size. Numbers are important for the sake of the more people that find Jesus, the more people are going to be in heaven. So the bigger the number, the better.
Yeah. And throughout this COVID season, we've seen many churches do things different ways. For us, we've seen that the local church, in church buildings, people coming and attending is still our way forward. We're gathering on Sunday, we're groups in midweek, but that seems to be our growth. Is that how you would like City Point to progress? Are we planting more local churches, more locations? Is that our progress route?
Yeah, absolutely. I think being a group church that gathers, if your groups are successful, and you want to gather, you've got to have a bigger house.
Yeah.
And therefore, we need buildings like our church auditoriums around Brisbane, around the world. You know, we need buildings to house people.
Yeah.
So the building's just for the sake of making sure that believers can bring unchurched people somewhere where they can hear about Jesus.
Yeah.
So buildings are really important in regards to the gospel going forward. You know, so we see them as necessary. They're not the end game, they're just part of how we bring people to Jesus.
And we know that Sundays are to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, but it's still on Sundays that we see the highest amount of salvations in any of our ministries. It still happens within the church building. There's something safe, that God still does something in our buildings, so they're still very important. In terms of next, our next church plant, where we're going next, have you got any details on that?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, right now we're at the University of Queensland and St. Lucia there. That to us is a very significant beginning of something amazing. So I would call that a church plant.
Yeah.
So that's certainly taking place right now. We're also going to do a church, a new church in New Zealand, Palmerston North.
Right.
So we've got a building there and a small group of people. So that will be the next City Point location coming up very, very soon.
Palmerston North, we're coming for you.
Yes, it.
That'll be great. So if you had other locations, and I know you always have different places that are dear to in your heart, if you would like, all right, before I finish my run, if I could put one in these three places, do you have anyone you're like, I would love to see a City Point in a couple of locations?
I do. I find it fascinating that that we've got a church in Brisbane, and the rugby team is called the Broncos. And then in Colorado, we have a church, and the NFL team is called the Broncos.
Yep.
And now we've got a church in Nashville, Tennessee, and their football team is called the Titans. And I live on the Gold Coast, and they're called the Titans. So I think the Gold Coast would be the next stop for a church in around Brisbane.
A bit poetic. It finishes that off for us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then if it goes to plan, and the Cowboys are the third Queensland team, then maybe Dallas Cowboys. We could maybe get a church happening in Dallas. So
we might have to go up North Queensland then as well.
That's right. We might have to go north. Well, I certainly want to see some more churches in the States, some more in Brisbane or around Queensland, mainly the Southeast. I know it's you can put them everywhere, but I think God's given us Brisbane, or the greater surrounding Brisbane in Australia seems to be where God's pointing me to continue to grow. I'd like maybe to have a church in South Africa one day, but we'll see how that goes. Yeah, so there's a few things rolling around there.
It sounds big, it sounds visionary and attractive, but to pull that off, it doesn't just happen overnight. There's a lot of things that go into it. So what would be required, and you may not off the top of your head may not know this, but in terms of financial resource or personnel resource, what is required to actually plant a new location?
Well, you need a couple of things. You need the financial resources to start pretty well, and you need a leader.
Yep.
So we need somebody that's called, equipped, and prepared to go.
Yep.
And if we've got the right people, then as a network of churches, City Point, we'll back them. What you need is a building, again, is an essential part of a church plant, or if it's not to own one, but a facility to meet in, and a team to help get that thing going. So there's three main components. It's the finances, the resources, the building, a team, and a leader.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
And so even as we go into this Faith, Love, Hope season, as we're talking about all these plants, part of that is the financial aid of that as well, going to all these new resources. What other major things on the horizon have you got as people consider what they are going to bring to Faith, Love, Hope Sunday? Like what else, apart from our day-to-day, we know it costs. How much did you say to turn the lights on every day?
I think it's $650 to turn the switch.
Turn the lights on in this place. So we have a lot of overheads in many of our locations, and a lot of the finances go to that. But what other big projects coming up are people going to be giving to in this Faith, Love, Hope?
Again, each location will be different, and each location has their requirement, not requirements, their set of needs to go to the next level.
Right.
So we're going to focus the people of those locations to give towards those things. For example, in Colorado, Aaron and Becky's church is booming. They can't fit any more people in. They've got four services happening. And we have to buy them a building.
Yeah.
And we've just got to find a building for them to go in. They can't fit into where they are. We've just bought a building for our City Point North location, again, because that was their next level. So each location will have different things.
Yep.
In our Brisbane location, it's a continuing of upgrading the facility to make sure that it's age appropriate. We're looking after families, young people, older people. There's always new things to be done here on this one to take us into the next level. So yeah, each location will certainly have some real focus on what they need for their future.
Their future.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, to keep this driving forward, I know you must have some like hot and cold seasons, as everybody does, but what do you and Pastor Lee do to keep that vision moving forward? So many people would get to a certain point and rest and like, that's good. That's happy. We've accomplished. I mean, you've grown from one location to 10 locations now. What keeps that fire burning to keep moving forward?
I'm kingdom driven, and I can't believe they pay me for this. You know what I mean? Honestly, I love what I do. Since the day I was born again, and I was 27 at the time, I've just been on fire for what Jesus brings to my life, my family, and to the lives of people around me. So I can't imagine not doing it. I'm not tired. I'm not fed up. Problems do not bother me. It's my world. I embrace every challenge that life throws at me as an opportunity to see Jesus shine.
Yep.
I cannot stand the thought of retirement. I own a caravan
That's
already.
Good news for us, yeah.
I own a caravan already, but I couldn't retire and just travel. I don't mind doing a little bit every now and then. So I don't see my future is doing much. I need a purpose,
yep.
And God's given me one. And until these legs don't move and this mouth doesn't work, I'll be doing something for Him.
I think that's something key to every human being, that they have that God's put a purpose in them to advance the kingdom of God. And why is faith, love, hope such a key player in that? Like, everyone has a purpose in the workplace, ministry, music, whatever that is, but they're also, with this faith, love, hope, a sense that we need to partner with this as well. Is that part of people's purpose?
I think it should be part of everybody's purpose to be a giver to the kingdom of God.
Yep.
But I think some people have a gift set towards that, as some can sing and play piano, and others do really well at business and financial management. I've always seen a part of my role is to help finance the kingdom,
sure.
All right, not just preach and lead, and though that's just as important, but I've always felt that I need to be that person who could step up and make extra money, finances, to help advance, because I know without money we can't move forward.
Sure.
It's as simple as that. Yeah, no money, you got nothing, you can't do anything. And I know that God wants us to prosper. He wants to bless us so we can be a blessing. And I think there are a number of people who could step well into that gift and be surprised at how much God will give them as they give back unto Him. Yeah. I know there's some major players in churches I speak at in America. They live off 5% of their salary and give 95% to the kingdom of God.
Wow.
That's how much money, and they're living okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I think that there's opportunity for people who believe like that to see miracle after miracle come to pass in their lives and bring God's kingdom to our generation at another level.
What do you love most about Faith, Love, Hope Sunday itself? There's been so many stories you've said where something just grips you emotionally about the day, or something moves you about the day. What is it that it draws out of people that makes it such a powerful moment?
Well, again, it's like a focus. It's like bringing a magnifying glass on a bit of paper in the sun, and if the sun's coming down on that bit of paper, it's getting hot, but you put a magnifying glass there and put the focus on, it starts to burn.
Yeah.
And I think right. That Sunday is where we focus on the miracle power of God, the faithfulness of God, the whatever could be part of God, the sacrifice in our own lives part of what God's doing in us. And I think if you put all those ingredients together, it's just a very spiritually and emotionally moving time. Every year, I think it's my favorite Sunday of the year, and it's not that just people are giving, it's just every part of that seems to bring this incredible focus to who God is and what He can do in us and through us.
So people that are coming and they may see Faith, Love, Hope as, oh, I have to give a huge portion of my money. Is it important the amount they give, or is it just important they're just a part of this?
No, I think we've all got to find our part to play in it. And again, it's not the amount. It's never been the amount. It's always been the heart behind the amount. God never asked us to give something we never had.
Yeah.
You know, He'll always say, what would you do with what you do have?
Yep.
And we just got to find our portion to bring to the table. And if $50 is a sacrifice for you, then it's a big deal,
yeah.
You know. If it's more than that, then it's a big deal too. So I think everybody can play their part. As a matter of fact, if everybody did bring their part, we would have so much money to go into the next level of what God wants. Because I know the statistics and the numbers on it, and if everybody just did their part,
yeah.
Not the amount, just did their part, we'd have enough to complete and accomplish all that we needed for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Is there anything else? What else are you looking forward to over the next 12 months before we close out this podcast for the day? Anything else you're hoping that comes from Faith, Love, Hope outside of the financial? What would you like to see created in the hearts of people after Faith, Love, Hope season?
Well, again, it's a season, but it doesn't have to stop at the season. You know, what I'd love to see is that people step up and step out, maybe in that stepping out, they see a new level of God to move into, and so their giving won't go back to normal.
Yeah.
Their believing God for miracles won't go back to normal.
Right.
You know, there's that sense of sometimes you got to step out and test the water, and then don't go back to where you were, but keep moving forward. So my prayer is out of Faith, Love, and Hope that there's a whole bunch of people that will go, you know what? That was awesome. I'm gonna go forward with this. I'm gonna keep going with this. I'm gonna trust God with this and see what He's gonna do in their lives.
I love that. I'll take that prayer for my life as well. Sounds great.
Right.
Thanks for your chat today. Thanks for your time and your heart for us as a church and moving forward. We are believing that the greatest days of City Point are coming up still.
No doubt about really that. Good. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the Faith, Love, Hope podcast. And we will see you on June 6th at whichever one is your service. Have a great week.